Harper Audio presents Committed, Dispatches from a Psychiatrist in Training by Adam Stern, MD. Read by Adam Stern, MD. For my golden classmates, our teachers, and our patients. Author's note. This book is based upon my experiences during psychiatry residency training. When possible, I've obtained permission from, and I've also changed names and identifying characteristics of, many of the people represented to protect their privacy. I've also created composite characters. Patient descriptions and patient encounters in this book have been deliberately altered to make them unidentifiable. Prologue. I have a recurring dream in which I look down and notice for the first time that I'm soaring above the earth. I'm exhilarated but also filled with fear. I don't know how I made it off the ground, and the act of looking down seems to cause me to lose whatever momentum it was that propelled me upward. I need to figure out how to keep moving before gravity pulls me back to Earth, ending in a terrible crash. Sometimes I awaken just as I begin to fall, and other times the dream ends with my discovery of an unexpected solution. The version that gives me the most comfort is when I look to one side or the other and notice that I'm not alone. In those moments, when I see someone floating right next to me, my fear still exists, but it's more surmountable. Maybe we can figure this out together. In my conscious life, I feel this way too. I became a psychiatrist, which was, at its core, an education in the value of human connection. Psychiatry is a field of medicine aimed at helping patients to find and become the best versions of themselves, in spite of or even because of the immense challenges they face. Inherent within the field is the assumption that we're more capable together than we are apart. Psychiatrists are trained to give people a push forward when they're stagnating, and to catch them when they're falling. We learn through experience that the parts of our lives we can see and hear and feel may be only a sliver of our inner world. In fact, our minds are generally so focused on the complex task of making sense of our precarious existence that sometimes we can misunderstand parts of ourselves that exist right out in the open. Here, too, psychiatry can be useful in illuminating the unseen. Those of us who become psychiatrists face these same challenges in our own lives. I chose it as my specialty because I wanted to become an expert in the human condition, but I had to figure out how to square that with the gnawing sense that sometimes I could just barely get by myself. I couldn't fathom how I might grow into an intellectual and emotional guide for patients when I felt completely overwhelmed by my own rudimentary life. Coming from a state medical school in upstate New York, I had matched into
sample complete. Ready to continue?